Shots, your home for football, and enjoy tons of great specials. Before the game starting Sunday, try the all-new Hot Shots tailgate menu. $5 small pizzas, boneless wings, or mozzarella sticks, plus $1.50 Bud family bottles and $4 Smirnoff Bloody Marys. During the game, fuel up with their new STL Big Red, a bucket of Bud Selects, and two Red Hot Riplet Burgers for only $25. Also, register in-store each Sunday for your shot to win a flat screen. Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games all the time.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Just-In-Time Jane. She's rescued you from more bad dates than you want to remember. Close-talking Clyde. Lied about his height, Larry. And lest we forget, whispering Walt. He was probably a nice guy if you only heard a single word he said. Just-In-Time Jane is famous among friends. She deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Tim McKernan here to talk to you about Bertarelli Cutlery, the hottest knife store in St. Louis. Need to get the heads of 12 serpents? Shoot on down to Bertarelli and get yourself a knife that is sharp as the dickens. Oh, you got a big weekend eating frozen pizza ahead of you? Grab yourself a pizza cutter, chop, chop, cheeky. Pick up your lady a new nonstick pan and score yourself some kissy, kissy, touchy, touchy. That's Bertarelli Cutlery, 1927 Marconi on the Hill. And shop online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season, and if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Hollywood Casino. Come play where the rewards and thrills never end. It's time for Feathers of Fortune. Fridays in November from 6 to 10 p.m., we're giving 10 hourly winners free slot play or the chance to win $1 million cash. Hollywood Casino, St. Louis. Paid in 40-year annuity, must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Well, there's nothing better than getting a great shave, and I can tell you there's nothing better than getting a great shave and saving money. That's what I get with Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors story is a great one. Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting charged an arm and a leg for razor blades, started Harry's to fix shaving, and the results have been an outstanding product for less money. The Harry's trial set includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle. 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade. Rich lathering shave gel. Convenient travel blade cover. And for those of you who are still on the fence, Harry's has a 100% quality guarantee. Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of this show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL.
This month at participating Napa Auto Parts stores, you'll get $10 off when you buy a set of Napa Exact Fit wiper blades. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. While supplies last, offer expires 12/31/17.
White stuff that accumulates at the corner of your mouth when you're really thirsty.
Not my mouth. It doesn't.
I've never had that stuff on my mouth. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the November 6th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care, where I've gone to the dentist for 44 years. My wife, I kind of feel really sorry for her. She just had her third major back surgery. She has two metal cages around her spine and 12 titanium screws. And then 2 days ago, her jaw just is killing her. Well, she just went to Ballast Dental Care. Root canal.
Root canal.
When it rains, it pours. I made that up.
You did?
I hope it makes sense. Let's do this.
Hey!
All right. The control board operator, whose mom was in earlier. If you missed it, I feel bad for you. She was very interesting, nice lady. Limey's mom, Ann, and she came in because today is Limey's 33rd birthday. He's from Birmingham, England. That's right. He's as close to royalty as we'll ever see in this studio. Limey, say hi to anybody you want to say hi to.
Hello to my mom that was just here. Hello to my dad, and happy birthday to myself.
Way to go.
How unselfish and not self-centered. Well, he's the opposite of me. There's not any more people mentioning my birthday.
Yep.
Bill Cleveland is in the room. We don't have any music for Bill, but he has his own theme music coming up, so that's good enough. Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
What's the theme song from Pinocchio?
Oh, you know what? See, that's not funny.
Rude. Very rude.
Stop the music for a second. That's hurtful.
It is.
Sometimes you hurt people.
I didn't realize my mic was on.
See, Tim, take a look at Bill's profile.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah. He has a slightly large nose, long nose. Slightly long. Not, but you know what Limey's mother, was it your mom said how cute he was?
Yeah, my mom thinks he's cute.
Oh, thanks.
Mm-hmm. So people might not realize
she's looking for number six.
Going younger. Yeah. You start the music again. The person who made the rude comment about Pinocchio was Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Yep.
At least I got
him.
A brain.
That's him.
At least I got a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are with Stiefel. And if you have a retirement plan and you're changing jobs, you might want to have Mark and Jason give it a complimentary review and check out your portfolio. Like I said, they're with Stiefel, and Stiefel is a member, SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everyone.
This man is not just a newsman. He is a private investigator. A little later than I wanted, but that'll do. His name is Tim Woodburn. It's not his birthday, and his mom's not here. Tim, say hi to whoever you want to say hi to.
Oh, I want to say hi to all of St. Louis listening, and just a real quick one. One of my best PI stories ever. Had a guy hire me to watch his wife, who's 26 years younger than him. Mm. She's a mail order bride.
Mm. Oh!
No.
Caught her hooking up with a guy, and he was a mail order husband.
Unbelievable.
That's
like,
a good
you know,
one.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
One day we'll just take an hour. And you give us like two of your best stories.
I mean, who knew the mail orders would get together? I mean, that's what are the odds?
That's
unbelievable. You're in
you've got mail.
you've got female. That's Tim Woodburn. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Jim.
And sadly, I spoke this morning to the chief of police in Uranus, Missouri, and now the FBI has been brought in.
Oh, my goodness.
They're trying to figure out what has happened with Rat Boy. Folks, this is disturbing, to say the least. I'm just glad we captured Rat Boy. Sorry.
You okay?
He was part of the show for a long time. I'll never forget that day he said...
Jeez!
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, I'll never forget that.
That was a good day.
We'll keep you posted. I think we're going to have the Uranus police chief on tomorrow. Chief Nottingham from Uranus, Missouri. He is the chief, and he's going to let us know where they are in the investigation. They don't have much, I'll tell you that. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra?
Almost like he fell into a black hole.
Yeah, it's just the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
I talked to the chief this morning for a little while, the chief of Uranus, and he said the odd thing was all of his cheese, his entire cheese cellar, still full. He didn't take any cheese. Wow. He'd been planning on leaving for he had a bunch of cheese because that's his favorite thing. Mm. It's all right there, intact. That's so strange.
When you started to choke up there, I was going to ask Trevor to give you a Kleenex, but you know Trevor doesn't call Kleenex Kleenex. You know what he calls them?
Mm-mm.
Napkins.
What?
Napkins. That's what he calls it. That's what they call Kleenex and Brittany called. They call it
napkin. Tissue. Yeah.
What? Like, so what do you call that? You
know, well, whatever on, you blow your nose on.
It's like a controversy here.
If somebody's got a cold, you go, here, let me get you a napkin.
Napkin, a tissue, whatever word comes to mind.
But you don't say Kleenex.
No.
Well, Kleenex is a brand.
What's a brand? But it's like Xerox. Right, we've generically called all of it Kleenex, which I'm sure makes the Kleenex people happy. But they're not all Kleenex.
Well, Kleenex is better than napkin.
That's... Napkin doesn't... what do women say? I need some sanitary tissue?
No, I didn't. I apologize, my fellow Americans. I didn't realize it was such a big deal when I blow my nose in. No.
Different culture.
No, I am. I'm sorry.
There was a boogie issue, and he said, I need to get a napkin. And I'm like, what do you mean you need a napkin? You need a tissue. Yeah. And it was a napkin.
What, are you eating pizza? Yeah, I mean, that's different. We're not used to hearing. We're not making fun of you.
No, I'm just amazed.
We're learning.
Thanks, Bill.
You know what makes me mad? That Taylor was in here. He teaches German. He taught us a couple of great phrases. I can't remember them. Mm-mm. Something, Deutsch du Neinhaben.
You'd never get any action over there. You already forgot how to ask for it.
Deutsch
du Neinhaben is from Harry Potter, I think.
I would think, and I'm saying, hey, you want to go to bed with me? And I'd be going, hey, you got spinach in your teeth. Or something completely different.
We're both, you had the same results, probably.
You know how you get a tissue to dance?
Dan, this is so bad. Okay. Yes, I know, and it's a third grade joke.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead, tell him.
Put a little boogie in it.
Oh, don't give him that. Oh, it's not even funny.
A new low.
So
I thought we hit a new low last hour.
Brother.
That is great.
You ever know anybody that could not retell a joke? They messed it up. For example, the kind of person that hears Dan do that, and then tonight they'll go, hey, I heard a great joke today. You know how to get a tissue to dance? Put a big ball of snot in it.
Nailed that one. That's actually funnier.
Yeah, it is funnier, actually. We're brought to you by Ballast Dental Care, where my wife was just told, you have an abscess under a crown, and you're going to have to have a root canal, which is what she really wanted to hear after she just underwent this last surgery and now has two metal cages. It's almost like the Partridge in a Pear Tree song, and 12 titanium screws in her spine, and now she's going to have a root canal. So I feel bad for her, but I feel worse for me. That just puts off. Now it's going to be even longer before she can get the leaf blower strapped on her back and get out there and start. I got a new chainsaw for her. You can't use any of that.
She's not up and cooking for you?
No. Yet. No. She wasn't up and cooking 45 years ago.
We were out walking the other day, and there was a guy with one of those gas-powered blowers strapped on his back, and I thought about your wife.
Yeah.
I thought about that.
Thanks for thinking of
her.
And I asked the doctor, I said, what if I get a lighter weight backpack blower? No. Yeah. Still can't do it for 6 months. I'm going to have to do everything. Ballast Dental Care. That's where we have turned for 44 years for anything dental related. It's a fantastic dental clinic. And if you call them and you want to make an appointment, and again, I don't care if your teeth are perfect. You were just in somewhere 6 months ago. They'll get you in. It's not going to be that, well, May 2nd is open. No, they'll get you in there. And maybe you have a dentist and maybe you go regularly, but let's just tell the truth. You're not wild about your dentist, him or her. You don't like them. Bad breath, tells bad jokes, not friendly, hurts, doesn't know how to give a shot without hurting. Most people don't like their dentists. I've never heard from anybody who goes to Ballast Dental Care who said any of those things. They don't even say they dread the next appointment. They look forward to the next appointment. And you're never going to understand how that could be until you make one appointment. Just make one. That's all we ask. It's just for a cleaning or just a basic checkup. Just do that. And in one visit, you'll see what we're talking about. And then you'll make another one. And you'll never dread a dental appointment again. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. Ballast Dental Care,
Fargo.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto.
That's right.
Window World is proud to present the man who every week gets closer and closer to being able to say, I've been everywhere. Window World is everywhere, all over the country. Thank goodness we have them in St. Louis. The great company, charitable company, and they put out a fantastic window. Value. Get your money's worth and more. Window World, windowworldst.louis.com. Give it up for Bill Cleveland.
Thanks, everybody.
How you doing, Bill?
I am fantastic. Thank you very much. A lot of folks thinking about going to Florida now with the weather getting colder. A lot of folks be going down there for, you know, the cold months. What do they call them? Snowbirds?
Snowbirds.
That's when you're, I guess, go down and you reside down there.
Yeah. They usually refer to Canadians when they say that because the Canadians love Southern California and Florida.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are going to head to Florida. So I thought this week we will talk about some interesting, odd, unique things that you can see and do in the state of Florida.
Well, let me see if everybody wants to hear that. You guys want to hear that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I do.
No. Apparently they see.
He's hurtful. He's very hurtful.
I'm hurtful.
Did that hurt you earlier when he said, what's the theme music from Pinocchio? It did, didn't it?
Is there a theme music from
Pinocchio? Yeah, actually, I was going to ask that. What is the theme
music? I don't know.
Well, Bill doesn't even have the biggest nose on the show. I mean, why is he making fun of his nose?
Because he's mean.
Well, I mean, Dan's mean. I think he's blind because he's not even the biggest nose on the show.
It's not that big.
No.
It's not. They're in Pinocchio. There is that Jiminy Cricket in there? What does he sing as a song? Doesn't he? That little character.
I don't know if Jiminy Cricket's in Pinocchio.
There's music in Pinocchio.
Yeah.
There's music in it.
That's not the one you wish upon a star, is it?
Yes, I think it is.
You wish upon a star.
Is that in that movie?
Makes no difference.
But that's who sings it, though, right? The Jiminy Cricket?
I think it is.
Dan,
you get your harmonica?
I do.
For anybody who's not familiar with that song, we'll just do a little of it for you here. And the reason that we brought this up, if you missed earlier, Dan said a very hurtful thing to Bill. I said, Bill doesn't have any introductory music because he has his own segment, theme music. And Dan said, what about music from Pinocchio? In a reference to Bill's not that big a nose, just a little bigger than most. Go ahead. Give me a note. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, 2, 3.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are.
Where is it? Where you are, who you are?
I said who.
What is it? Where you are, who you are?
I said who.
I don't know.
We don't know.
I only know the When You Wish Upon a Star part. That's it.
And now everyone is still unfamiliar with the song.
We'll do it later when we know the words. Go ahead, Bill.
All right. So talking about Florida. Interesting, odd things to do. So here's the first one we're going to talk about today. The SEAL Team Museum and Memorial.
Oh, this sounds good.
It is in Fort Pierce, Florida. That is on the eastern part of Florida, down near St. Lucie or Port St. Lucie. Some of the things that you'll see at the museum, a Black Hawk helicopter.
I'm waiting for Dan to say, where's Port St. Ricky? When you said Port St. Lucie. See, he would do that.
I know, but I just...
Go ahead.
You'll see 3 different special battery-powered SEAL delivery vehicles. Okay, so obviously the SEAL team can't just, you know, show up in a limo and say, I'm here. Right. They have to be delivered special ways, and so they have these very special delivery vehicles that they would use in battle times. Other cool things they have at the museum, the lifeboat that Captain Richard Phillips was saved in 2009 from that movie, of course.
Somalian Pirates.
Yeah, that's right. Also, the model of the Bin Laden compound that was used in the special 60 Minutes report about the killing of Bin Laden. They've got that there. They also have some really cool things. So they have the training beach obstacles that were used to train for missions during World War II. They still have all of this stuff that they used to train for those early missions. And they also have, I think probably, the coolest part, they have a weapons-only exhibit that only the SEALs use. So I guess they sort of have this motto of, if you can't buy it, you make it. And so interesting, very unique items that only the SEAL teams
use. No other
people
have these weapons.
Exactly. And so they have some of those on display. One other quick note that I thought was kind of interesting today. I found the museum actually has their own magazine for the SEAL team. And it's called Fire in the Hole. I thought that was kind of... Okay, maybe it's just...
Well, don't you know what that means?
Well, I know, but I just thought that for a magazine, like, hey, I'm going to pick up my copy of Fire in the Hole magazine.
Sounds like a porn magazine.
Sounds like a redhead.
See, I would have said that.
I would
not have said
what?
That.
inappropriate.
Whole redhead that. Inappropriate.
All right, sorry. Like,
well said, Alimi. Inappropriate, perfect word.
And I'll end with this, just a little trivia. So the Navy SEALs, when they have their, when they go through the applicants and they have their first, you know, set of classes or whatever to see who can make it through, they have about 150 per class. How many of the 150 do you think make it on to the next round?
Normally it's only about two or three, isn't it?
That is incorrect.
Five. Mm. I would say 10.
Yes.
I said five.
Give me the question again.
So when they get down there and they're going through their class and their training or whatever, who makes it through the program?
Out of how many?
About 100. Like actually, about 150.
Please. How many of the 150?
Mm-hmm.
20.
30.
Okay.
That's pretty close. Yeah. All right. That's right. If you'd like some more information on this or other road trip ideas, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
All right, Bill Cleveland, everybody. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Courtesy of Window World. Great value, great window, great company. Window World, StLouis.com. Number one selling replacement window in the United States. Tim just showed me the lyrics to When You Wish Upon a Star. It's When You Wish Upon a Star. It makes no difference who you are. Mm-hmm. And then it says, any wish your heart can... What is this? Any dream you... What's the last line?
It says, when you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you.
Not that melody, of course.
Which was awful.
We were close. I saw the most terrific... I guess you'd have to call it documentary. My son called me like a Friday night or Saturday night, and he said, Dad, have you seen Parkland on Amazon Prime? I said, no. The minute he told me what it was about, I hung up the phone. I said, I'm watching it now. So I pull up Amazon Prime. We do have that. I'm going to tell you something. It's all about Parkland Hospital, where they took JFK, and then, of course, where they took Oswald. But it's all based on the testimony given by every nurse and doctor who was there. You will get, it walks you through every single thing that happened and the timeline that happened in. And it includes old man Zapruder, who was just a salesman. He had a store, and he happened to be just well off enough that he owned something few people owned, and that was a color movie camera, 8mm movie camera. And they tell you exactly how he was approached. And there are people playing these parts. Now, they're actors playing the parts of Zapruder. Paul Giamatti plays Zapruder and does it really well. It's fantastic. It's called Parkland. So,
is it one show or is it a
it's
series?
It's one show.
Do you know that Zapruder wasn't the only person that shot the assassination? There was five other people that shot it, but his was just the best quality.
Right.
Right. Which is
and you know who bought the footage from him?
No.
Life magazine.
Wow.
He gets a call from Life magazine. Mm-hmm. I think it was $50,000, which back then, mm-hmm. retirement, $50,000. But it was interesting how they showed up at his door, the FBI, because somebody saw that he had been filming it. And I mean, next thing Zapruder knows, he's being hustled and escorted out and flanked by the FBI. And they had to be careful. This is private property. You can't just, this is not, you know, Nazi Germany. You can't give us your camera. And it was, the whole process was interesting, but it covers everything. And really well done, called Parkland. Now, of course, the name of the hospital.
And you mentioned Amazon, and that reminds me, I should have brought this up during Taylor's segment, but there's been a warning going on about Amazon that if you're an Amazon customer,
right.
that they will send a fake email that says they've had a problem with sending things to you, and they need to update your information. And they'll say, click on this, and it will take you to the actual Amazon website. So they're saying now to just go to your account on Amazon and check everything out there.
Well, but if it's taking you to the actual site, what's the problem? I'm guessing it's the actual site.
No, it is the actual site. But they will, they're getting really, really sneaky with all of this stuff, but they will try and get to your information about your credit card information, your name, and all this other stuff to steal information from you.
And to tag on to that, Apple, if you have an iPhone or you have an iCloud account, right. Or an iTunes account, I should say, they almost got me last week because they sent me an email that said, here's your Apple iStore receipt. And it insinuated that I had purchased an app for like $69. And I'm like, what is this? You know, and so I click on it, and it clicked me to a clone site of iTunes.
Wow.
And it said, well, if you want to dispute this, you know, before you can dispute it, please enter your name and information and whatnot. And that's when I realized it was a scam.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it was really well done.
Oh,
I mean, it hooked me for a step or two. Usually I blow those right off right away, but that one got me for a couple steps.
They're real slick. I don't understand this term. They used it again with the shooting at this church. The shooter has been neutralized. You know, we live in a world where we're not supposed to say things like killed. How about this? The scumbag, lunatic, has been killed, but neutralized is now the new, right. Oh, that won't upset people. It upsets me, because I'd like to hear that he's killed, not neutralized. I saw another movie, went into the Olive, it's called The Dine-In, whatever. It's one of those deals with a recliner, and you hit a button, and they come bring you a pizza, or whatever. So I rarely drink, and I had to have one drink because I was with my wife, as a Miller Lite, and the guy comes to order it, and he comes back without it, and I said, yes, was there anything else? He goes, I need to see an ID. I'm not kidding. Now,
you got carded?
Wow. Now, I know that I've heard this before, that some places, they are required to see an ID. I don't look anything like a 20 or 30, 40 year old.
Oh, come on.
I just thought it was
isn't it up to 40? Like, if you look older than 40, you don't have to be ID'd?
No,
they
still do it.
I know Walgreens does it,
but
for everybody.
But they don't do it everywhere. I told the guy, I said, I've been in here before, and I've had a glass of wine or a beer, not often, but a couple of other times. They didn't do this. Well, we're required to do it. So I had to get my
I went
idea.
To a comedy club one time like that, and we were walking through, and they were carding everyone, and they said, we're required to ask and see everyone's ID.
Stupid.
The whole city of Nashville is like that.
Yeah.
So the movie I saw was Thank You for Your Service, Miles Teller.
Any good?
3 out of 4. I expected a 4. It was good, but here's my point. I don't think that I learned anything I didn't already know. I know the PTSD. I know these guys are screwed up. I didn't really learn anything that I didn't already know.
Without going into the storylines, you don't ruin anything. What was it lacking for you to kick it up to a 4?
It was lacking telling me and educating me about something I didn't already know.
Okay.
It was okay. It was good. 3 out of 4 is worth going to.
Right.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
See, I like the fact that Tim hasn't heard these jokes, so it's like a new audience. It's like if you're a stand-up and you're going into another town you've never been in. I like that. This is a story of a hospital. The setting is a hospital, and there are a couple of doctors in the hall, and one of the doctors is he's a resident there. He practices there, and the other one is from out of town, and they're showing him around. They're thinking about taking him on as part of the staff, so he's walking the floors, and the doctor who is a regular there, they're standing in the hall together, and the new guy says, "Hey, who's the smoking hot nurse coming down the hall?" And sure enough, there's a gorgeous blonde nurse, and she's coming down the hall carrying a pan, and whatever's in it is really hot because you can see the steam coming off of it. And the new doctor said, "Hey, who's that?" He says, "Oh, you mean nurse backwards?" He's talking about the blonde down the right, that one? He goes, "Yeah, oh, nurse backwards." The new doctor says, "Why do you call her that?" He goes, "Well, first of all, she's blonde, and she gets everything backwards. Everything. I gotta give you an example. If we tell the patient to take 2 pills a day for 14 days, you know what she'll tell him? She'll tell him to take 14 pills a day for 2 days. We've lost people because of her. I don't know why she still keeps a job. Well, I kind of do. Look at her. Smoking hot. I'm sure she's done a couple of things with the administrator here, but she's nursed backwards. I'll give you another example. We tell her, go into room 306. Take the patient into the operating room. She goes into 603. She flips the numbers. She gets them backwards. Now we got the wrong patient in. We almost cut the legs off a guy who was in for a tonsillectomy. Nurse backwards. So as he says this, they watch Nurse Backwards walk into this room with this pan of whatever it is steaming hot. And about 30 seconds later, they hear the male patient in the room screaming like he's been murdered. Screaming. I believe we are. Yeah. And the patient runs out of the room with his hands down on his crotch, screaming. And the doctor looks at her and says, "For goodness sakes, nurse, I told you to go in and prick his boil."
All righty, it's time to check on traffic right now. Here's Frank Ladd.
This traffic report brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. On rainy days like this, Napa Auto Parts would like to remind you that you're only a quick stop away from new wiper blades and a streakless windshield. So stop by your local Napa store where Napa Exact Fit wipers are $10 off per pair. Quality parts, helpful people, that's Napa know-how. I'm Frank Ladd in for Tory Lyons with your traffic update. Westbound on Highway 70, on the brakes between the Innerbelt and the incident near Zumbel. It's a long stretch of heavy traffic there. They've cleared the incident that was just west of Highway 270. A pair of incidents northbound on Highway 270 now. The first one you're going to run up to is at Doherty Ferry. The second one is just north of Manchester. It's stop and go through that stretch. Southbound 270 is heavy between Page and Doherty Ferry as well. Westbound on 64, you hit the brakes at Grand, and it is stop and go out through Big Bend. Eastbound 64, Grand as well, down through to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound on Highway 70, a pocket of Valiant passing Goodfellow. Northbound 170 this afternoon, heavy and slow between Page and Highway 270. Eastbound 270, heavy as well between McDonnell and the Innerbelt. I'm Frank Ladd, and that's the latest total traffic. Now more of the large morning show in the afternoon on 590 The Fan.
Hollywood Casino. Come play where the rewards and thrills never end. It's time for Feathers of Fortune. Fridays in November from 6 to 10 p.m., we're giving 10 hourly winners free slot play or the chance to win $1 million cash. Hollywood Casino, St. Louis. Paid in 40-year annuity, must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the Blues games this year? Well, you need to head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. During all Blues games this season, enjoy your favorite urban chestnut pints for only $2. Don't forget that the beautiful DB's ladies serve their full food menu until 2 a.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays and Sundays till 7. I recommend their Wingy Wingy or one of their signature half-pound burgers. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the St. Louis Blues.
Up the ante this weekend at mybookie.ag and start cashing in on your game day picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports book for all your betting needs, NFL, college, football, hockey, and more. MyBookie has the best odds plus action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand with beautiful live dealers working in real time. And when you win big, MyBookie has the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO to get an extra 50% on your first deposit. That's an extra 50% on your first deposit by using the promo code RADIO. That's 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code RADIO. You can also sign up on your phone at mybookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest. Bet with the best. Only at MyBookie.
Make Hot Shots your home for Blues hockey all season long. Blues fans can enjoy Bud Family products and Jack Daniels on special during each game, along with Slapshot deals for Tarasenko tea, Pareko bombs, and Blues sampler appetizers. Don't forget, if the Blues score five or more, Hot Shots legendary tacos are only $1 the next day. Hot Shots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and home to Blues fans for over 25 years.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots!
Up the ante this weekend at mybookie.ag and start cashing in on your game day picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports book for all your betting needs, NFL, college, football, hockey, and more. MyBookie has the best odds plus action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand with beautiful live dealers working in real time. And when you win big, MyBookie has the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO to get an extra 50% on your first deposit. That's an extra 50% on your first deposit by using the promo code RADIO. That's 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code RADIO. You can also sign up on your phone at mybookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest, bet with the best, only at MyBookie.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on reliable Ralph. Ask him to move that couch he moved for you last summer. Ralph will do it. Need a ride from the dentist? Better call Ralph. And he won't even film you after the laughing gas and put you online and get millions of views. He's reliable Ralph, for Pete's sake. Reliable Ralph is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Southern California, here we come.
Let me go home and start.
I went to the smokehouse yesterday afternoon and got myself a French dip. So good. Smokehouse is next to Annie Gunn's. Annie Gunn's is a restaurant. They're closed today because it's Monday. That's the only day they're closed, is Monday. And any other day, any other evening, especially for that restaurant, Annie Gunn's, you better make a reservation because you're going to need it. Gift cards. This is the time of year. It's the only time of year when some businesses get to sell gift cards. Not Annie Gunn's. They sell gift cards for Annie Gunn's in the smokehouse all year long, and thousands of them. So keep that in mind, will you? They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. And now from the Coachella Valley in Southern California, here is Mike Evans. You know, I'm going to share something with you that a lot of people will not think is funny, and they'll think it's sick. You did a very nice thing. You sent me a text and said that my wife was on the prayer list at your church. Okay?
Yeah.
And then you said, how's she doing? I was just about to text back, she's dead.
Oh.
And my wife said, don't you dare do that.
Oh.
That's not funny. I said, I think it's hilarious.
It is funny.
No, it's not funny. Dan,
see, I knew you wouldn't think it was funny.
Dan, yes. Pull your head out of Frank's butt, okay? What? That's not funny at all.
But to me, it is funny.
What?
Hey, she's on our prayer list. How's she
Mike,
doing?
That was
she's
Tim dead. Again.
Who was it?
That was Tim, not Dan.
I'm sorry, Dan.
Dan,
I should have known.
For everything.
I should have known you had a lot more class than Tim, that blithering idiot.
Tim, thanks for appreciating that humor.
Yeah. Tim, you pull your head out of Frank's butt. How's it smell, by the way?
It's stuck. It's
get yourself
stuck.
A nice little bouquet while you had your head up me.
See, he has to take it.
Wow.
He
has to get your head out of there first.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh, here we go.
That's a good one. That makes no sense. That makes no sense.
It was still good.
I mean, I put Ty on our prayer list at our church.
Yeah.
And nice thing to do.
But that was very nice of you. And you said, how's she doing? And I was just about to go, she's
I'd,
dead.
You know what? I'd fire Tim immediately. At least suspend him. I mean, because he doesn't even make any sense.
Tim, he would.
I know you are, but what am I? I mean, that's the kind of crap he comes up with. It's just ridiculous.
Tim, don't take it personally. He drinks. Okay.
No, I'm not.
Huh?
He needs to drink.
Is this portion of the show sponsored by the IRS?
No.
What does that have to do with?
I told him the OJ story. How you owed money. It's a long story. What do you have for us today? What do you have?
So, like, Tim is like Jesus. He's like the perfect human being. He's never done anything
wrong. No. Tim shared one day with us, and it took about an hour. He has had a bushel of top trouble.
He's probably a sex deviant and a child pornographer.
No, but he had an alcohol issue.
Wow. Settle down there.
No,
Tim is dealing with some serious stuff, but he's dealing with it well. He lost 100 pounds already, and he's had a bunch of DWIs, and he has to blow into a thing to start his car, and it was a very, very...
listen, you drunk fatty.
No, hold on.
Oh my God.
No, don't do that.
He started it, homie. You're playing with an unarmed man. You go up against me, homie. You know what I'm saying?
This all started because Limey ratted me out. I spawned Mike and had Dan labeled, and Limey ratted me out.
Again, it's back to Limey.
Yeah, today's Limey's birthday, by the way. He's 33 today.
Happy birthday, Limey.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know what, Frank? What a great day to fire Limey on his birthday.
Oh, you got that right. That's better than Christmas.
Oh, yeah. You're on fire today, Mike.
Oh, you know what? I'll tell you a radio story. I work for KLSY as my affiliate in Seattle. Not
KLSY,
with me anymore.
Seattle, Mike Evans.
That's the radio stations, you know, we're on a good station now, but like the last station on, just a bunch of jerks. This radio station in Seattle was so bad.
How bad was it?
They fired the morning show at the Christmas party.
At the Christmas party?
I like it.
That's low.
That's nice.
Wow. Okay, cool. Pop quiz. It's all about celebrities who love. Today, name the name of the celebrity who loves being frugal. Saves grocery coupons. Did I do this before?
No, not yet.
Nope.
No, I don't want to do that. Do you like that one?
We don't know.
Fine. Do we have a choice?
You didn't finish. What's wrong with that?
Frugal saving grocery coupons, goes to garage sales, uses tea bags 3 and 4 times. Sandra Bullock, Tina Fey, Jane Fonda, Carrie Underwood. Love Nuggets. Biggest playgirl in Hollywood. Playgirl, definitely. Scarlett Johansson. She's been married just one time, a very brief amount of time, to Ryan Reynolds, but she's had hot relationships with Leonardo DiCaprio, Patrick Wilson, Josh Hartnett, Benicio del Toro, Jared Leto, Sean Penn, Johnny Depp, Chris Evans, and several politicians and athletes.
I like that name, Benicio del Toro. That's a good name.
I like that name.
Great name.
Scarlett Johansson giving it up.
She's a player.
Yeah. World News, Saturday's London Times front page headline. London Times. American justice. Martha Stewart gets 7 months. Deserter bird dog walks free.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. World history. Trump is in Japan today. This is the first time that a president has been in Japan in 25 years. It wasn't back in 1992. George H.W. Bush was last in Japan as a president. You remember he vomited during that visit over Prime Minister Koichi Miyazawa.
Yes.
I hope Trump doesn't like pee on the new guy. That would make us look really bad. They did that. When Trump gets to China, the Chinese president says he will share with Donald Trump that in China, failure to stand for their national anthem in public.
Execution.
3 years in prison.
Yeah.
Wow.
Three years in prison. Some of those football players over there say they like it. Mm-hmm. Shame, shame, shame on those can I say that?
A-hole, you can.
Mm-hmm. A-holes.
Yeah.
Alex Baldwin, Chris Rock, making jokes about Harvey Weinstein's sexual assault charges. There's nothing funny about sexual assault.
Tim was telling me earlier that Chris Rock got booed off the stage or something.
He did. Larry David joking about Weinstein and the Holocaust on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, see, I don't think Larry David's funny.
Well, what's funny about the Holocaust?
Nothing.
All three of these guys, though, they're known here in Hollywood as being three of the biggest jerks, and they proved it again. Sports shorts, hard facts. Called a buddy of mine who lives in Houston on Friday afternoon to congratulate him on the Astros, their win, and ask him if he was going to the victory parade. He said that he and his neighbors were still ankle-deep in sewer water in their homes, digging out from the hurricane disaster, still sleeping in the cars. He goes, no, we're not going to the parade. We didn't watch any of the games. We have no electricity or television still yet. Mm-hmm. So when you really consider everything, I guess the World Series is really not that
important. And they say we're not going because here in Houston, we have a problem. See what I did there? Houston, we have a problem.
Commitment, commitment to accuracy here.
Can I let that go?
Hold on.
Commitment to accuracy.
Scarlett Johansson's been married. Let Tim sing his
Mike, hang on. Go ahead.
Commitment to accuracy, Mike Evans. Scarlett Johansson's been married twice. Scarlett Johansson's been married twice. Ryan Reynolds and Roman Djarak.
Oh, boy. Awkward.
Roman, another mistake.
That was annulled.
Another mistake.
Oh.
That was annulled.
We almost made it through the show mistake-free.
It was annulled.
It's the most awkward show ever.
I've had a marriage annulled. I know about annulments. I don't consider it a marriage.
Now you're going to have to go.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Research to see if it was annulled.
Okay. NFL scoop, Brady still slipping, and now Courtyard by Marriott, Bridgestone Tires, Papa John Pizza, McDonald's have all pulled back some of their Super Bowl spots.
Good.
So
keep it going.
How about Vince Scully saying he'll never watch an NFL game as long as he lives?
That's huge. Wow, that's huge.
Love Nugget appears that Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus are married, or they're just jerking our lanyard wearing matching rings and not denying it.
I think it's a lanyard jerking. I don't think they're
a
married.
New low.
Who cares, but I don't think they're married.
Lanyard. What do you think about the lanyard? That's a good word, isn't it?
It is a good word.
And you tell everybody what it is, lanyard.
It hangs off your neck. It's like a...
Hold your press credentials.
Like a necklace. You know, it's a rope that goes in. They have various things on it.
Lanyard.
Yeah. That's a good word.
I like that word.
Well, you said that.
Mm-hmm.
You made that clear. 2 minutes, Mr. Evans. 1 minute, I mean. 1 minute, Mr. Evans.
I like that word.
And you said that, finally.
The movie Thor, very good. I recommend it strongly to anybody who wants to see it.
You mean anybody that wants to see it? Anybody that wants to see Thor. Mm-hmm. Forget it. Edit that out.
Okay.
Detailed by the see Thor.
And finally. This is the worst show. You remember Thursday?
You always say this is the worst show. I don't think that's very nice, Frank.
I'm just telling the truth.
You only say it during this segment. Why is that?
I don't know. And finally. Tick tock, tick tock.
We have to go. Larry Connors is coming up.
We got to go quickly.
We got some spots to play.
Finally.
Ryan Reynolds was the only time Scarlett Johansson was
married. Okay, finally. You're right.
I'm telling you.
You're right. No, you're right.
Finally.
You're right. Finally, or we just have to go?
Why don't you just go?
Okay, bye.
Bye, Mike.
Say bye.
Bye.
We didn't get the answer to our trivia question.
No, it's over. It's over. He wants to go.
Now I'm upset. Now he hurt my feelings.
He's upset. He's upset now. Now we're not going to know who's frugal. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market. East of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards, always a good idea. They're both closed only on Monday. And also in Chesterfield Valley is Amini's. AMINIS, Copper Dome. Go inside. Go. Do it. Just go. Tell them your AM and the PM. Walk around. Take your time. Look at the rugs. Look at the pinball machines. Look at the arcade games. Look at the furniture. Finest furniture made in the world. When you're ready to buy the furniture, you will never replace. And your kids probably won't replace it when you hand it down to them. Patio furniture that for once you won't be replacing after a season or two. The best made in the world. Quality. Everything in there, the highest quality. No junk. And a variety like you'll find nowhere else. Lighting. You want to see lighting? Upstairs, Jaffe Lighting. Wow. What a collection and selection of lighting for your home. It's Amini's. Always check their website. Because there's a lot going on there, and there's a lot of ways to save money. You just have to keep up with it. Stay on that site. Every week I'd check it. AMINIS.com.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Tailgate Terry. Without Tailgate Terry, you wouldn't have cold Bud Lights and 7-layer dip at every pregame. That's 56 layers per season. Just the right amount if you ask Terry. Just don't ask him while he's inflating the 8-foot mascot he blows up for tailgating. Tailgate Terry is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about Lizard Boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots.
Limey's trying to talk to me while I'm, you know, the music.
Sorry.
Now I have to talk over Randy Newman. Real quickly, Larry Connors coming up at 6 o'clock. Larry Connors, USA. Will the Texas church shooting encourage you to carry a gun in church? Is that a good idea? Should Bo Bergdahl get a medal for being a prisoner of war? Larry says yes, but there's more. You want to listen. One of the most respected names in sports says he won't watch the games anymore. Mike just touched on that. And a religious leader who says it's acceptable for fathers to marry their daughters. All coming up with Larry Connors, USA. Thank you for joining us. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.